Where do those traces come in?
That's part of the harness.
Oh.
They never called the tongue the neat pole or the spear.
I never knew about anything but the tongue until the other.
The shafts are never called the thills.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. And you ever called the single tree the whiffle tree?
Yes, I've heard that.
Yes.
You might have used it too, or?
I never used it.
I've heard Uncle Alan use it.
Only one of the ringers used to sing the song about the old gray mare.
Yes, but I've heard.
She hooked on the whiffle tree.
But listen, I've heard Uncle Alan call it that.
Yes. Yeah, but you never did.
No, I never did.
A man had a load of wood here and he was going over here with it. You might say he's doing what to the wood?
Hauling it over.
Hauling it?
Hauling it? You wouldn't say drawing or carting or.
Well, he could.
I've heard carting.
Carting. When I ask this now, I mean, if you or your family would have used it generally, I mean, I don't mean to tax your ability to find everything you've ever heard.
Yes.
Now, the thing that breaks up, the piece of farm implement that breaks up the ground is called a
plow.
And then you go over it with a
harrow. A lot of things you go over it with.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
And if you have a lot of stones and rocks out in the field, you probably have a certain kind of thing to pull them off the field with. You ever have one of those? Or maybe they don't have enough rocks around
here. A drag? Would you have a drag?
Well,
you did for
corn stuff. We never had rocks in the river that I ever bothered with.
Never had a stone boat?
No.
No, uh-uh. The only thing they ever would use a drag to drag corn stalks out of the field.
Yes, but we never were bothered with rocks.
No, we never had rocks in
this territory.
Boys like to play on some kinds of sleds. They used to have different kinds, and they're all sleds today, but they used to have some different
bob sled.
What was that, a large one? Or? A
large sled, yeah.
A couple horses?
Oh, that's where they'd coast downhill. They'd coast downhill on a bob sled. You said boys, didn't you?
Yeah, well, anybody, I guess, well, ought to say sleds.
Well,
we used to use
it
drawn now. We used to, if you want any horse drawn outfits, the sleigh was what we, a sleigh or a cutter, that was the one that we, and they had a bobsled.
A bobsled you didn't have horses with?
Yes, you had with a bobsled, you had horses.
Oh, yes, well, you did with a sleigh or a cutter,
yes.
Too.
And you could go bobsledding on one that they had made for a bunch on hills, too.
Yes, well.
Roller coaster sled, does that mean anything?
No.
Double runner?
Yes,
they're double runner.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you're going to saw up some stove wood, you probably put your wood across a piece.
You have a sawhorse.
And if carpenter was going to saw some planks, he'd put two of these things across. Now, they'd be shaped like an A. I don't know, I can't do it with it. There, like that. You know, the carpenters, would they call that a sawhorse too? Or?
No. Yes, they would. They have two of them to lay the lumber on.
Those are sawhorses too. They're a different
it's
kind.
A different
but
name
they,
for them
huh?
too. What else do they
have? Well, they're built up like this. They got four legs. They build them, there's a piece runs across this way, and they have one on each end, and they lay their boards on there, and they use those, to call those sawhorses.
Sawhorses.
Yeah.
You never call those sawbucks?
Yes, sawbucks.
Now listen, the one that used sawbuck was the kind that set like this.
Yes.
You laid your log in it.
Your log in
it.
That's a sawbuck.
Yeah, that was a sawbuck.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you never call any of them trestles?
No, I never heard them called
trestles. I've heard them called trestles, but I
have
never
you?
Did, yes.
If I wanted to get the hair out of my eyes, which I would like to very much at the moment, I might use a comb or I might use a
brush.
Okay. And you want to sharpen your straight razor, you might sharpen it.
Stop it.
Or strope it. He says strop and I say strope.
Well.
Either one.
Uh-huh. And to go hunting, you better take some ammunition, which would be a couple of
shotgun shells, rifle shells.
But with a shotgun you take shells, I guess. With a rifle you take
cartridges.